name is Lily Howard. I am 8 years old. I have a sister, Harper, who is 5, and a brother, Seth, who is 1. When my sister, Harper, started taking hemp 2.5 years ago, it changed my life. Instead of just doing things for her, I could help her do things for herself. Hemp helped my sister be my sister and gave us a family.
Thank you. I'm gonna try not to cry. I'm so proud of her. Thank you. Everyone has a success story. Many of us sharing the stage today are speaking of how hemp changed our lives and the lives of our loved ones. And we are no different. At just 2 weeks of age, seizures started overtaking my daughter Harper's body. We traveled the nation to figure out why. And 9 months later, we were given a diagnosis of CDKL5 disorder. At the time, in 2011, this rare and often deadly condition affected only 300 worldwide. Harper was one of them. Today, that number is doubled, almost tripled. Most with CDKL5 are confined to wheelchairs, cannot walk, talk, or care for themselves, suffer from scoliosis, visual impairment, gastrointestinal issues, sensory issues, and seizures. The worst part was hearing the words, "no known cure." I can sum up in one word how my husband and I felt about that. Unacceptable. Unacceptable. From that point on, we knew what we were dealing with, and we decided to honor Harper by learning as much as we could about CDKL5 and giving her the absolute best life possible. Our hearts went out to other families that were affected by this condition and the symptoms of it, such as epilepsy. We launched hopeforharper.com in an effort to share what we were learning with everyone around the world. During the first 3 years of Harper's life, I cried. I'm still crying. No, I cried. I cried every day. I cried every day, and I prayed every day that if God wasn't going to heal her, that he would take her and set her free. But that didn't happen. And when that didn't happen, I realized that it's because Harper had a mission, and then it became our mission to help her fulfill her mission. In the fall of 2013, I saw a documentary on cannabis use for seizure control. And I thought, well, we live in Texas. We can have all the guns in the world, but marijuana, even for medical use, at that time just wasn't gonna happen. In addition, we couldn't just leave 5 generations of family behind. Those were our support system and we needed them. We couldn't leave the team of doctors that we built for Harper that kept her alive each year for us. Moving wasn't an option. After extensive research, we figured there had to be an alternative, and we found one. It was RSHO from Hemp Meds. Immediately upon consumption of RSHO, Harper's seizures were cut in half. Harper went from 40 plus seizures per day to none after 6 months of using RSHO. That is the moment when Harper stopped simply existing here on Earth and she began to live. Her increased interaction Her increased interaction strengthened the bond between her siblings, between us as her parents, her other loved ones. It took her off the failure to thrive list. We were finally able to know our daughter, her fun, loving, and sassy personality. Harper could nod yes and no. She could use her assistive device and tell us what she liked and what she didn't. With assistance, she could ride a horse, a bike, swim. She wanted to be with other girls her age, dress up, and have fun. Harper redefined what it meant to have a normal childhood. In 2015, she was crowned National America Miss Texas Princess Cover Girl. In my story, I hope that you can see at this point what is undeniable. Hemp helps. I stand here today and I encourage all of us to help others lead by example. Whether it's sharing our unique stories to educate one person, one country, the world, we need to stop fighting and start unifying, because hemp helps. For those who cannot relocate to a medical marijuana state, please tell them about RSHO. It's an option that's available to them in all 50 states. You can read about it on hopeforharper.com. We need to be giving people support so they don't feel isolated and they feel encouraged to try everything that is available to them. It is surreal that today we are standing at a cannabis conference together in Texas because hemp helps. Because hemp helps. Cannabis encompasses many strains, and since each person metabolizes differently, one is not necessarily better than another. To me, it's like wine. Not that I drink a lot of it, but I know that there are a number of varieties out there, and everybody needs to find the one that suits them best. Cannabis is the same. There are a number of varieties, and we need to encourage people around the world to find the strain that works the best for them, and that they take what's available to them, because hemp will help them. If we as a cannabis culture cannot unify in respect, how can we petition, not fight, for what we already know? I'm going to say that again. If we as a cannabis culture cannot unify in respect, how can we petition, not fight, for what we already know? Hemp helps. We should be looking at cannabis as a first resort. Then, if needed, pharmaceuticals can step in and work with nature. Harper was the perfect balance of science and nature. She wasn't pharma-free, but hemp, without a doubt, improved and prolonged her quality of life. But it couldn't cure genetics. Sadly, January 8th of this year, Harper passed away. But cannabis left us knowing so much about her that we would never have known had it not been for her taking RSHO. We know her likes, her dislikes. I can tell you her favorite color, her favorite number, her favorite animal. We can do that because of hemp. Through sharing her journey on Facebook, Harper was able to help another little girl with CDKO5 in Brazil. That led to the Brazilian government's historic decision to approve RSHO for import, government subsidies, waiving of import taxes, and covering the cost of it under health insurance. Why? Because hemp helps. Harper left the world with one final gift.
She donated the world's first 28-month daily cannabis use brain to CDKL5 and seizure research. She did that because Harper Howard wants the world to know that hemp helps. Thank you. Thank you. As I said when I started, everybody has a success story that's here. And I would like to show you via video Harper Howard's. Thank you.
Medical cannabis may not be the answer to everything for everyone, but it does help a large portion of our autism community and our special needs families. Whole plant, just like God created, because the body was divinely designed, and what we need to achieve optimal health is here. No patent required. And my son deserves access. All our children do.